Postal codes do matter. Understanding the barriers to neurodevelopmental assessments for children, youth, and families in Northern BC. The primary finding of this research is that children and youth who live in remote and rural communities in Northern BC are nearly 2 years older at time of referral for a neurodevelopmental assessment than their urban peers, also from Northern BC. This inequity stems largely from lack of access to primary and secondary health care. This research is based upon the understanding that timely and appropriate access to neurodevelopmental assessments is paramount for the well-being of children, youth, and families. However, in BC, it is not always a reality. Wait times for publicly funded assessments remain long, and access to timely referrals are inequitable, both along geographic lines as examined here, as well as along other lines, including race, as was identified by BC's representative for Children and Youth's report, Excluded, which is the backbone of much of this work. In order to conduct this research on geography, we took a random sample of 20% of referrals received by Northern Health Authority to the Complex Developmental Behavioral Conditions Program, or CDBC, and the BC Autism Assessment Network, also known as BCAN. We then mapped these referrals based on their geography and community type, which allowed us to compare referrals from remote and rural communities to referrals from urban communities. What we found is that the median age of children referred from a remote and rural community is about 1 year and 9 months older than their urban peers. This is a huge difference. When we look specifically at BCAN, we see that remote and rural children are proportionally less likely to be referred before their sixth birthday than their urban peers. While this research is preliminary and looks only at one factor in referral patterns, geography, and considers that factor as a binary between remote and rural and urban, which does not necessarily do justice to the complexity of experience within BC, it does indicate that where a child lives matters when thinking about the age at which they are referred for a neurodevelopmental assessment. All families in BC, regardless of where they live, should be able to access a timely neurodevelopmental assessment in order to guide appropriate interventions. And as can be seen here, there is significant work to do to improve equity across geographies.